I feel just fine. It's a 1 out of 3.
You
do. We're okay, right, kids?
You don't look that good.
I used to brush I used to brush my teeth with toothpaste out of a lead tube 3 times a day because my mom told me to, and I'm still here.
She also told you to get some sun and put your back into it.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Today is Thursday, June 22nd, 2017. It is 2 p.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for a general discussion. One item on the agenda is just county public relations, but then we have other if we need to. Commissioner Morgan is out today, so we'll just go around the room and do introductions. I'm Simon Hare, Josephine County Commissioner.
John McCafferty, IT Director.
Seth Benham, Novum Visuals.
Dan Buck, Moving Mountains.
Parks Manager, Sarah Wright.
Arthur O'Hare, Finance Director.
Peggy Anderson, Josephine County Fairgrounds Event Manager.
Yeah, Dan DeYoung, County Commissioner.
Great. I think we invited Julie Schmelzer, the Economic and Community Development Director as well, but she's probably the running later, not going to be able to join us here today. It's a pretty important section as well. But Dan and I have been talking about this for probably almost a year now. When I told him I said the county moves slow, he didn't probably believe exactly how slow we move. But I think once we get started and we get a process implemented, it'll go really, really well. We don't change much once we institute something. And I think it's been a long time. We're like that. I always liken it to in business school. There was those restaurants, 80% of those restaurants, new businesses go under in the first year because they're undercapitalized. One of the things that you often see restaurants do when they're not making money is they cut back on their advertising. And it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. For the county, we've been really, really frugal for the last decade. And money in educating the public about what the value is of government services isn't always something that we look at as the first thing we do every day. It's the thing that, you know, our managers do when everything else is done. Unfortunately, with the reductions in staff we've had, it's never done. So there's just something they get to in the free time that they have, which is rare. So, and as social media is changing over time pretty rapidly, I think it's important that we're kept up to speed on what is that next MySpace or Facebook, because MySpace isn't really around anymore or relevant. And in the proposal, you reference Instagram. I'm not much on Instagram yet, but I don't know, you know, where it's going. Mm-hmm. So I did have a chance to talk to Congressman Walden, who's leaned into his Facebook presence with daily posts. And he has some challenges that he gave as best practices to me in a similar role in politics, and some things that he's considering taking down his Facebook entirely. It's just not. I think it has a lot to do with structure of the way he manages his or who manages it, and the ability for people to comment on things may not always be positive. So we really want to provide information. That's what I think our goal is. This board is really interested in getting the level of understanding of our community and appreciation, ideally, of what their tax dollars provide for them up. And right now, it's at a very remedial level on the average, and I think we can do a lot better. We have to. And so one of the things that we've been entrusted with is roughly $35 million in the next 5 years and figuring out how we can get that education level up on specifically that of their spending their hard-earned money coming out of their back pocket and going to pay for these services. What are they getting? So I gave you some kind of input on what I thought, and it's really the value-added component mostly of what we'd like to convey. There's a couple of programs that don't rely on general fund dollars. I'd say the fair, parks, public health gets a little bit. And so those kinds of things are more of what ways services they can participate in. And I think that's really important. Sarah and I have been talking since she's been hired from Central Point, right?
Yes.
About a year and a half ago, maybe longer.
About that long.
Time flies. Really, we have a great park system in Josephine County that a lot of people may not know or appreciate. Some of our most popular campgrounds are at full capacity that are popular at the peak season. It's really off-peak and their day use where we see maybe an underutilization across the spectrum of our park system. Every program has different outcomes that they'd like. I know I'm bumping around a little bit, but I kind of wanted to just give an overview really quickly, and then we can kind of dialogue and discuss about ways we can put that in a proposal that you can kind of hear from us, take back, and tailor to what we would like to do here. But Commissioner Morgan has a very specific thing that she'd like, that she expressed to the board earlier, which was to get our website in a more user-friendly and navigable fashion.
Yeah.
And something I had mentioned along those lines is having a style guide is not a bad idea for an organization of our size. We just passed a budget of $103 million, and so that's not chump change. We need to start acting like that kind of a business. And so when people look at a website, whether or not the logo is always there, the color spectrum, the font size, and those kinds of things are branding after Josephine County. We're not going to spend $350,000 or whatever the city spent on that. We just don't have those kinds of resources, maybe 1/10 or 1/100 of that. But I think nonetheless, we still need to abide by some of the same rules that they're doing and implement those here best practices and move forward as best we can. So I'd like to keep from, we've had a sheriff's department office who's had his own website. I know the fairs has contemplated that. Community development is doing those kinds of things too. In my opinion, that's not okay. We need what works for everybody under one kind of a roof. I can see us getting into security issues and some other things that may not serve us well in the future, but they've had to do it out of necessity because the rest of the county has kind of been holding them back, and I don't want that to be the case anymore. We all need to be kind of up to speed and working at a similar level. So that's kind of where I'm coming from at this. I think we've waited long enough, and now is the time. So we're going to probably, discuss this as a board about what kind of resources we want to put into this, but we don't want to be that restaurant that fails because we chose to hold back on our advertising budget. That's sure. Just is a penny wise and a pound foolish. So, anything, Commissioner Young?
What I'm interested in is public perception of what county government does.
Yes.
Regardless of where the money comes from, I don't care if it's general fund dollars or parks or tuition or whatever. I really don't care. It's what do we do with the taxpayers' money? And I mean talking federal taxpayers' money, everything. There's a housewife in Austin, Texas with three kids asleep, and she's a single parent, and she's having to write out a check to the United States government, and that goes there and comes to here in a long, roundabout way. But when she's going to want to know what's happening with tax money, which is all taxes to her in her community. And I think that's, our perception of what Josephine County does has been, I think it's been understated for a long time. And it's just, a lot of you people have to be put that right in front of their nose or they won't even smell it. The city's got a pretty robust program over there with their travel and their tourism. And that's a $370,000 a year budget. That's fine. But the actual branding was not that big a deal. In fact, the branding part of it wasn't, I don't know the exact dollars on it, it was in the thousands. Mm-hmm. But I thought their result came out okay. Now, one of the things that we argued about at the city level was, and a lot of in the newspapers, that stupid logo, this and that and the other thing. I like the paddle girl. It's the climate. And I said, it's the climate if you're living in Arizona on not the 115-degree day. Yeah. But when it's February and foggy here, it ain't the climate. And so that's not something you want to hang your hat on. But from my standpoint, I would like to see something. I don't go online. They say, you can look it up online. That went right over the top of me. I'd rather deal with this right here than to go find it online and take my time to do that. However, there's a tremendous, the majority of our population does go online. And I had an opportunity the other day to go on Deschutes County's website. Gosh, maneuverable. For an idiot like me, I could read it. It was a roadmap that I could understand real fast. But it had some real commonality throughout. In other words, every department didn't have its own logo and its own font and whatnot. It was very easy to navigate and it was uniform throughout the county. So when you got on that thing, you knew you were in the county. You were in the county's website.
They've been working on their stuff for about a decade.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But I'm just using an example that what they've done in a decade, even if it took them a decade or two decades, it's working.
Good.
And that's where I'm going. Like I said, our perception. And we have a lot of things that the county's been blamed for. We still get them to this day. You guys. And it has nothing to do with us. But it's very confusing to the normal person walking the street out here.
Yep.
And I think we can make it, simplify it, clarify it. And we need to understand something. When the city police do something, the county sheriff gets blamed for it, you know, and vice versa. So those are things that I'm interested in. And how you achieve that, I'm one of the people that's going to have to vote on it. I'm going to be your, how do I say this? I'm like kindergarten, and he's in 12th grade.
Well, I think it needs to work, and I don't want to call you the least common denominator, but, it needs to work for everybody. And our population is incredibly varied, so we've got everybody.
Don't try to attract a guy my age, because I won't be around long enough to participate and things like that. I'm big on, a young mayor, young entrepreneurs moving to Grants Pass and starting your own gig. I think that's the neatest thing in the whole wide world. I went into business here when I was 31 years old, and everybody says, oh, you're too young. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm too late, because I should have gotten started earlier. But I think, the attraction to younger people, that's exciting. And I don't know, to me, just looking at you, I don't know how you can wear that hat, because that right there drives me absolutely nuts.
It's
out of my head and trapped in something.
It's always a good time for a beanie.
But you know what? You're cool walking down the street. Man, you're really cool, dude.
What I would say to address the lowest common denominator stuff and
is there a more PC way to say that?
Yeah. There's best practices. We go that route that are meant to appeal to everyone and to be able to communicate complex information in a simple way. And that's really not lowest common denominator. That's just effective communication.
Yeah.
So it would be our task to take complex ideas that are coming out of all of these departments, synthesize them using guys like Seth and their skills to deliver with digital media, and then make sure that everybody who's a constituent or otherwise gets to see it and has the opportunity to understand. We've had this conversation before, but it's always occurred to me that the big problem is this, that no one actually has the opportunity to know what's going on. The routes that have been used, the channels that have been used traditionally aren't really very effective today. And the website is, I don't know, I hope I'm not offending anyone, but it's impossible to navigate. And so the problem is twofold. You have to find a way to drive them to the website, first of all, and then you have to have a way for them to navigate in a way that's going.
They're going to find the information. You send them to the website, they need to be able to come away with it.
And that's where the social stuff comes in. That's where Seth comes in. We take the information, we make it palatable, we put it in front of them where they already are. Instead of asking them to do anything, we go to them with the information, and then we present them with a reasonable call to action. In that, I hate to say an ad, but at its bottom level, it's what it is. And they have a reasonable call to action that does drive that traffic right to the website. And we can dictate which pages they drive to. So we don't even have to ask them to push any buttons beyond getting there. We can put them right where that information lives.
I don't want to defend the website, but I think from, it's not a low information user.
Yeah.
It's somebody who knows exactly what they're looking for. Because when I go there, I'm looking for specific things like an election outcome or something like that. It's right there, and we've made tremendous progress in the ability to see that, how it's illustrated through our clerk's office.
Yeah.
But I know it's at the clerk's office. There's a lot of people who go to an election, want election results, but they don't know who does it.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's just, we wouldn't be making it up. We wouldn't be reinventing the wheel, as they say. There are just standards and templates that I'm sure Deschutes County used to establish menus and drop-downs and hotspots. We can heat map all of that and see where people are getting hung up if they're not navigating in the way we want them to. We've got Google Analytics. We've got Facebook pixels. We can track all that traffic. So every decision we make can be data-driven. We don't have to guess or be intuitive at all, which I'm not. I'm not at all intuitive. I'm mostly wrong most of the time about that stuff. So I rely on the data to tell me what's working and what isn't.
So the goal for today is to kind of endorse that we're moving forward, and I think you've had a chance to come to talk with our managers. Have you done that yet?
We did one over
the
there.
Managers, that's the one
conversation.
So I don't want to redo everything, but have you talked to this Lily and Dan before?
Yep, we were here one other time.
That's right. So somehow we need to kind of synthesize what we've discussed a couple of times and, mm-hmm. and move forward so that we don't keep redoing this. We had kind of talked about doing some preliminary things with like the levy stuff that just we lack of time and preparation. We just were moving so fast it didn't get a chance to get connected. But we also haven't included Seth necessarily in these conversations. Yeah. And so we had a chance to have coffee a couple weeks ago and talking about the video opportunities are just really endless. And so, and Commissioner Morgan's intent on getting the website, is that outside of your wheelhouse? Because it didn't look like too much of the website consultation.
We didn't put the website in this proposal for a couple of reasons. One, it's something that we subcontract. We don't do it in-house. So if we want to move ahead with a website, that was something that we would need to talk about at greater length. Secondly, it gets expensive for the kind of overhaul that I think you're thinking about. It would be probably upwards of $5,000, maybe closer to $10,000 to do it right and do it well. You're absolutely going to hear and get bids for cheaper websites. The website world is pretty much get what you pay for kind of scenario.
Yeah.
And again, we subcontract, we partner with other places, but it's not something that we do in-house. And then third behind that is you could be looking at easily a six-month development for that. And so it'll take a lot of time. It'll take man hours.
That time for content is also a really big deal. You know, it gets mm-hmm. stale because nobody's updating.
Once the website is built, then we have the resources to maintain content.
So you guys are going to do that kind of stuff. We need somebody else to do that.
To do all the development?
Structure.
Yeah, all the development and then the initial stuff that would need to be done with a subcontractor or some other partner. And then moving forward, as the content comes out of the departments, we can make sure that it stays up.
I feel like we spent $4,000 5 years ago on our website, something like that. It wasn't very much.
Project Days. That's, we're with Project A, I believe.
Yeah.
They're just very template-y.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was an improvement in where we were 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, you'd have to look at the analytics now to say whether it's a success or failure. I mean, 5,000 people a month look at the property search. Our GIS maps are heavily visited. The inmate lookup is extremely visited. So you'd have to know where you are.
You got to know who's coming to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. The newer websites are much simpler because there's less there. They really hotspot what people want, but they don't have typically as much as we have. We've become a document service website.
Well, we can't not have, like, everything.
Well, you can, right? But that's the model that we've taken, is to have as much as possible, and it's pretty dry,
yeah,
the stuff that we have. Well, if you look at a newer website, you'll see, you know, you're only looking at 6 things on the main page. Then they're topical because someone's maintaining them. If you just had an election, they're an election. If it's park season and it's time to book, that's there. If Airport Days is having their
sure.
thing. So really, it's not the template that's important. It's who's putting the important stuff where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And so that's the cost. It's not the $10,000 to develop a web page. It's how much you're going to be spending a month to support it. And we spend almost nothing now.
Yeah.
Ours also is not friendly mobily. And more
That's
than
60%
of users are from phone, Android, iPads, and stuff. You cannot use our website very friendly from
That'd
phone.
Be the number one, is to get it to be mobile.
Yeah. Agreed.
And easy for managers to navigate? Is it easy now or no?
Well, now that I know where everything is, absolutely. But when I first got here, no, it was not friendly.
Yeah.
And nobody's using, you know, shortened URLs. I've claimed a lot of ours. So when you use our website /parks, you get to me. But you don't have that for BCC or for many of the other departments. And so there's many things that I agree can be improved upon.
Would that exist within Project A, within the website?
No, the template's old. We would want to move off Project A.
No.
There are plenty of other websites that do exactly what they do with internal document management and department management, but they're just way ahead of the curve as far as graphics and consistency.
So would you, to develop a website, would you have, like, hire Joe out of the garage, and because you only need him for six months?
No,
he's not maintaining it, but he's establishing, building it.
No, there's people that just do that. That's, uh-huh. You know.
But you only need him for 6 months, or however long it takes to develop.
Let's decide whether you want to maintain it yourself. Do you want a webmaster? Do you want to subcontract it? Or do you want to do what we do now, which is nothing?
Ignore it.
Except some departments do a really good job of handling content and keeping it up to date, but most don't. Or they choose not to put their stuff there, like Fairground. Mm-hmm. They want something else.
Why do you guys do your own?
Because ours, we can do online ticketing. We're in the process of redeveloping our whole website. And the company that does our website, that's all they do is fairs and rodeos and events. It's just an event website.
Okay.
And they do everything from Washington County to Houston Livestock Show to, wow. It's a big company out of Austin, Texas. They have branches in Austin and Portland.
Okay. Yeah. How much do you need to be involved in the website conversation?
Quite a bit, because
okay.
That's going to inform how we move on in perpetuity with content, with navigation. It's one thing that we can assist with is how users are interfacing with the website. Once it's built and it's handed off and you have this great new fast car, someone has to drive it all the time and make sure that it's oiled and lubed and tire brush and all that stuff. That's where we come in. And so if we're working hand-in-hand with the developer all along the way, then we know where all of the instrument panels are. If you're talking about something modular like a WordPress site where there's infinite plugins, we need to have intimate knowledge of which plugins are being used, for what reasons, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
At least in my experience, is that you can't have one thing that does everything. You can't have one site, one web. That's why I think, like what Fairgrounds is doing, would be appropriate, because they need something that is so unique and so tailored to event-driven and ticket sales and fairs that that's a completely different function and purpose than what the elections folks need.
Huh.
What
we need to
what
make sure
we
that
can
we put
do,
them together, though.
Yeah, exactly. We can tie them together and we can make them aesthetically cohesive. So there's some branding elements that move across all of the pages. And then we just tie them together with links and menus.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The user is unaware, largely, that they've moved to a new website because it's so fluid. And so in that way, every department could theoretically have their own website that they made on their own with their own set of parameters. But we're just very creative about how they...
Well, I think
you
need to look at the application, too. I don't think you want that for every department.
Right.
It depends on how much time they want to put into it, too, because it's...
Yeah. It takes time. So we also have to look at where departments are going. She's looking at going to online or having her own reservation software. In-house.
I would love to take it back in the next 3 years, and that will require a great website as well as a couple more staff, but completely doable. And I do agree, your core services, you know, Public Works and all those routine places, they just need a very easy-to-maintain website, whereas we need to be marketing and grabbing people and...
Yeah.
Making stuff happen.
So. Right. So I'm struggling for how to go about this and where to go next. You suggested subcontracting out the website development kind of thing.
In which case, we would kind of function as a project manager on it and make sure that everything gets done the right way.
That's ideal for us. Yeah. Our experience in the past in major projects of like the Demick campus and stuff, we are really successful in hiring somebody who's great at this, facilitating it. Because it's a little outside my wheelhouse to try to navigate this exactly how it's supposed to go. From my perspective, you know, I think I have some stuff that I'd like the board's office to be able to do, or Public Works, you know. There should be a video about what is your Public Works facility do for you, what do your staff do for them, and then the anticipating the challenging questions about like, and all programs have them, the severe storm weather, you know, like snow and stuff, and how come they didn't plow my driveway, and how come they left the berm out in front, you know, we've got 30,000 different driveway access points in the county, we would still be plowing them now from December if we were doing that,
sure.
So it's... And the understanding that, you know, local tax revenue doesn't pay for that stuff. My tax dollars, I probably spoke to a dozen people who started with that. Well, I'm a taxpayer. Well, pretty much everybody almost is. But yeah, your tax local tax dollars don't go for that. That's mm-hmm. not what we're doing here. So anyway, I know that doesn't go along exactly with yours, but people don't know that. They think that, you know, their property tax dollars do go for that and that they should have that kind of a level of service.
They think that at the fairgrounds all the time.
Yeah. So anyway.
So working backwards, I mean, if we started, hey, we need a mobily responsive design. We need it to be seated with content that's engaging, that answers questions that are difficult and nuanced, that cause confusion in the community. And then we use that as foundational content to move those and place them in social channels here, there, and everywhere. That's the ideal when we're now firing on all. The website's a hub, and,
right.
and all those social channels are spokes, and we're just driving traffic, making sure that everyone's running through the same front door, at which point we can collect all of the creepy analytics on everybody and really understand exactly who's using the website and then get more and more savvy as the years progress.
Sounds good. I wish Commissioner Morgan was here, but I think we're satisfying her. Her stuff was the website. She has engaged on Facebook and stuff, answering questions during the levy thing, but that was Congressman Walden's biggest point, is the back and forth that goes on is distracting from what his intent is to get a message out there and provide a certain level of understanding of what is he doing.
So all in my mind, as a guy who's I do that every day,
yeah.
Is to make sure that the question is answered once the right way. And that question answer lives on the website in a way that's engaging. And so the answer never changes. You just keep driving on the website. Great question. Here's the answer with a URL. Good question at the URL. That requires somebody just to make sure that people are feeling like they're being engaged.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you don't have to re-answer the question. You just keep building that traffic back to the website until it clicks. All my answers can be found on the website. And that's going to take a lot of time, obviously.
Sure.
But ultimately, that would be the net goal, yeah. is so that everyone just knows that the answer will be at the website.
Okay, so next step. Probably we still need a board discussion on this. You've submitted a proposal with three different options, I think.
Yes.
That didn't include necessarily the website.
It did not. This would be something that you could decide to do tomorrow. And we could begin putting in front of the community content, educational pieces, using Seth's expertise. We can, whatever the thing of the moment is that people need to know about, we can get that shot, we can get it edited, we can create the copy, we can then build the audience, do the targeting, do the demo profiling, and then start moving in about the community.
What's really important about this timing is that we've just passed the levy. We're still early in the summer season, so there's things in parks and fair that we would want to capture on video, because as opposed to talking about it, if we could capture something, there's a whole host of things that are happening this summer that you wouldn't want to wait.
So all we would need is the green light and say, here's the priority one, we want to do parks, and we want to do a single video educating the community about parks. And then Seth and I would take over project management of that, work with whomever needs to be worked with, and we would get that shot, cut, posted, and circulated in probably a week and a half. And we've had great success meeting a lot of people in the community. So
The Bradley Putter thing is...
I have a question. This is strictly the business kind of popping up in me.
Yeah.
When I went to buy advertising, I had to figure out, when am I going to get my money back to even pay for the advertising? And what I guess my question would be is, like, for instance, you take parks and you say, okay, we're going to dump $2,000 into parks or $4,000 into parks. Mm-hmm. When does the county offset that $4,000 and they can begin to show a profit? And is per parks department, in other words, you've got some parks that are full all the time, mm-hmm. and no matter how much you advertise, they're still full all the time. But there are parks that aren't full all the time. Can we steer them towards those parks and gain on those parks?
Yes, and that's really the beauty.
Because eventually what we would like to do is get her reserve or whatever. So maybe we want to build another park, mm-hmm. you know, because that park is a money-making business or a good park, a good mix for our area. I use our motel system for right now. Mm-hmm. Gosh, we want to, boy, let's see, bring more people here to Grants Pass, you know. Guess what? You run the numbers on motels, and they're full. Hampton Inn's going to be a good addition with, I think, 79 rooms. That's going to help out. But we can't have a huge convention here or a conference here in Grants Pass, Oregon, because we don't have rooms to put them in. And we won't have rooms to put them in until we can show that we've got the need, because the private sector doesn't build something just for the heck of it. So that's my question, is I don't know how, I guess, how do we measure the success of this program?
I think the answer you'll like. One of the virtues of this kind of advertising is that we have a near real-time reporting. So every metric you can conceive of, we have access to. And we can tell you probably within 15 minutes what the real number is. And unlike traditional advertising where you're casting a broad net and you're hoping that the right audience member is watching at that time and is engaged at that time, we can be great stewards of your budget because we can target exactly the person that is most inclined to believe what you have to sell. So with Facebook and other social, but primarily Facebook and all of the demographic tools that they have, we can get really granular. And unlike just having a random 30-second spot that airs on Channel 12, we can build very specific kinds of ads with nearly two dozen objectives that have very specific ways they operate. So with the targeting and with the objectives, the goals, and you tell me what the goal is, and we want to drive traffic to a very specific park, now we tailor a strategy for that goal. We can build leads, we can drive traffic, we can get views, we can get engagement. It's really ad infinitum. So we start with the goal, what do you want to do, and then work backwards from there. And it's the rambling way of saying yes.
But you could take, for instance, January, there's nothing going on here in January, but if we had a person, we had an organization want to put a something together out at the fairgrounds, you could target an audience to fill the room at the fairgrounds in January.
Yes, and so I know I probably am like shooting myself in the foot right now, but we're the ones that ran the promotion for the Balloon Festival, for example. And my understanding is that Friday night, everyone in the county was trying to go to the Balloon Festival.
Oh, yes, right. don't shoot yourself in the foot, because the Balloon Festival was a good example of, that's first shot out of the sack.
Yeah.
And that was hugely attended. However, I didn't understand the concept of balloons and kites on the same day. Because kites want wind and balloons don't want wind.
I can't speak to the festival itself. Yeah. What I can say is that we worked for a couple of months to promote the event, and we felt really, really good about our performance.
Yeah, the result was 2-hour traffic jam going on up River North.
More than they anticipated.
Yeah, and it was so. When you have problems like that, I think it's cool because you reach a tremendous amount of people.
And that should serve as an example, hopefully, that illustrates that, yes, you pick the event, you pick the goal, you pick the thing that you need promoted, and we feel pretty confident that using the tools that we have. This is a great example of working hand-in-hand with Seth. He creates interesting, compelling visuals. We build the traffic, and then you have the attendance.
Can you imagine what they could do more crazy with visuals and stuff?
I think Peggy and I have some questions here.
Really?
Yeah. We are talking about two different things, totally. And I think they're being merged together. So what we are talking about with the potential of website and everything, none of that has anything to do with the proposal here in front of us. So I think we just wanted to make that clear. And then another thing that I have a question on definitely is when we're talking about, you know, 2,000 per month and a half day of shooting, is that half day of shooting per month?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all month.
Okay. And then that's one video campaign, which is 30 seconds and 90 seconds per month that's going to be produced,
so,
for instance.
Correct. Let me break that down for you. I can really make that, I think I can make it understandable. So for in this tier one where you have $2,000 budget, what that gets is the half day shooting, all of the editing, and then all of the graphic assets that go along with it. So you do get your 30 and your 90. It's important to know that 70% of what would appear on my half of that goes straight to Facebook. So right off the top, 70% or so of that $2,000 we just pass through and we just use that. That buys the ads. It's really important to note, maybe for you, Facebook is a pay-to-play platform.
Yes.
Organic content has a 2% reach now. So if you've got 100 folks that like your content or like your page, you can post all you want. It can be the most amazing content of all time. Only 2 people on average are actually going to see that content. So when Facebook went public about 5 years ago or so, they had this great need to start monetizing, which meant that even when people raise their hand and say, yes, I want your content, I like your page, they throttled that, and so now we're down to 2%. So we pass it through to Facebook.
So one thing that helps clarify, because I'm seeing that we don't have a breakdown here about, you know, how much time or money would be spent on these. So yes, it answers that this $2,000 a month actually pays for the Facebook ads. So we don't have a separate bill on top of the services we're paying for you.
Correct.
So you're saying that about $1,400 would be in actually purchasing Facebook ads that would be hitting the public.
Roughly, yes.
Okay.
Because we
or is it a combination?
It's
of
a combination of services. So you're going to get the ad. Okay. You're going to get the shooting. You're going to get the editing. You're going to get all my time for managing it for 30 days.
Okay.
So every day I'm working with the ad. So that you know, this is not included in here, but it's important for people to know that one of the strategies we use, that we pride ourselves on, is massive split testing. So every ad that we create has dozens or sometimes hundreds of iterations, and we begin a comprehensive A-B test. So
yeah,
we start looking at performance and monitoring. This requires daily attention, obviously. And then we're engaging with those people who are engaging us. So day in and day out, it's not passive. It's a very active process as we monitor that ad and make sure that it's performing and you're getting the best value out of it.
And I understand that because I've been doing that for parks.
Awesome.
For quite a few months as well. When it says Instagram growth management, are you literally then putting in an Instagram account and you're posting daily? It doesn't say anything about
that for content, for daily content. That's something that we can assist with. But here on this tier one, it's really about strategies that we employ to actually grow that user base. We have tools and systems at our disposal that can very rapidly, very effectively grow the followers on that account. That's different and distinct from actual daily posting content.
So we would still have to be the ones taking the photos, posting?
Yes.
Okay.
At this tier level, yes. That would really rely on somebody internally to come up with daily content. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure you know, sounds like you know quite well, but that's a task unto itself that can be time-consuming. Mm-hmm.
How long is this for? What kind of contract is this for?
You know what? I put a year down here, but we don't work on year contracts unless that's something that makes you comfortable. We want you to have ultimate flexibility. So if it's not working after a month, then it's not working after a month, and you should do something that's more effective for you. So we're in it for the long haul, but we don't want to obligate you to anything that you feel is not effective.
Can you take stuff like off of Sarah's and my websites that are already up and running? And if we show you a link where we've got that type of thing,
yep,
can you pull it off? And
absolutely. And then,
and is this for all departments?
Yeah, this was really meant to kind of meet the vision that Simon articulated, which is let's create something cohesive that everyone can benefit from. And so we have no problem. And really, we would rely on you quite a bit to know what's important to you and what your priorities are, because we want it under this umbrella that shows a team that's working together and moving in the same direction to do good things. So I'm just rambling now, but the idea is, yes, we would draw content from all the departments and feed it through the same form.
Okay, so if you did parks this month, or one video, and you did fair the next month, our one video, does now your attention go to the fair video, and for that month you're monitoring that traffic and parks?
Well, what would happen is we scheduled the budget, the ad spend, to run for that month or that 30-day window. And so it will become obsolete and essentially dead content after it's run. There's a score that Facebook uses to help track that. It's called frequency. And so we're monitoring frequency values on all of our ads day in, day out. There just comes a time, if we've done our job too effectively sometimes, that frequency score skyrockets. And everybody in 24 hours has all of a sudden seen your ad 8 times and they're over it. So we have to monitor all that. When we get our frequency scores up, the relevancy scores down, and your CPC goes up. So all that's to say is it's a very delicate balance, because Facebook values relevancy, which is a key indicator that says, oh, your audience that you're trying to target really values this information. As your ad runs, relevancy goes down, frequency goes up, and because Facebook is really highly motivated to keep everything relevant, it still wants your money and it'll take it forever, but it's going to charge you more per impression and per engagement. So that's where I do the bulk of my work, is managing that. So at all times, you're being well managed, like a, I guess, like a financial advisor or an investor, making sure that your dollar's being spent in the most efficient way possible.
Well, another thing with the content is, like, you know, 1 month we can do a park video. The next month we can still do a park video. Maybe it's just a different park or a different aspect of the same park, just so the content's, you know, slightly different.
And the other piece of this is that once there's a website, or maybe it's the current website, that content starts on the website. So it never really goes away. As long as it's evergreen content, we're just bringing attention to it via social. And so there's just a time when it's no longer relevant, but you don't want it to go away. And right. Then you have an evergreen library that can last for decades in theory.
Is there a way to incorporate it? We've got so many outlying areas,
yeah.
And one of the big things that everybody says is, well, this courthouse isn't Illinois Valley. This courthouse is not Williams. This courthouse is not North Valley. Mm-hmm. Is there an aspect of this thing you could say every month, you don't target, but every month you have something about, so that you would so that people in Cape Junction can say, I want to go on.
They don't
the
feel left out.
Yeah, I want to see what's going on in my area or what's affecting my area.
Well, just like Simon was talking about developing a style guide that is kind of the Bible for
right.
the looks,
we
would develop the strategy.
Instead of IV having their own little logo mm-hmm. and stuff, that they are part of Josephine County. And that's where we really miss the boat, I think, in a lot of areas.
That would be where having something longer than a month-to-month, something where we had a contract, would be valuable. Because now we can develop long-term strategies to make sure that everyone in the entire area that needs to be served is being served, and that no one gets forgotten. And that's just going to take a comprehensive strategy. Right now, as it stands in a proposal like this, it's largely
program-driven.
Yeah.
Well, there, you know, the people in Wolf Creek have absolutely no reason to log on to Josephine County or even look up anything that's going on in Josephine County because they...
There's no content.
But if there was something in there that included them, that, hey, the Wolf Creek kid's doing this or whatever, something out in the Wolf Creek where they would be able to look into it, it might draw them in.
Well, that's where your guidance and your expertise among all of you would really help drive a program-focused proposal because then all you have to do is tell me, hey, we need to focus on Wolf Creek this month. Killer. We'll be out there. We'll schedule it. We'll shoot it. Mm-hmm. We'll lock and load. And then as needs change, as things come up that are unpredictable, we can be flexible and we change. So in that way, this takes care of that right away. What it does not take care of or address is that long-term strategy of how are we going to bring everyone together. It certainly doesn't address the question about the website and how we're going to pull things of that nature together. That's kind of separate.
So the targeting marketing with Facebook, just to clarify too, you can do it by zip code. You can do it for everybody that says they like fishing or that owns an RV. So you can be very specific about not advertising the Lake Selmec Free Fishing Day to people out in Wolf Creek.
Okay.
So that's what they would be managing, is very pinpointed advertising.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that's why your budget is so well managed, is because we can get down to audiences without hyperbole. We can get down to audiences of 10. And we just want to find the 10 people that make $500,000 that are charity-driven, they drive blue vans, they do like to fish, they have showed up at the fair, and so on and so forth. We can get all of that. We have access to it. So instead of spending $1,000 reaching all 10,000 people and hoping that the 10 people you want are in that audience will spend...
It shows up at their doorstep.
We're just going to put it on their doorstep, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, I think... make sure all the questions are answered, but I think we're looking to probably having a board discussion with the managers about specifically what are the tasks that we're going to look for. I know this was just really kind of a rough form of what you were looking for. There might be an upfront loading of like shooting videos. Maybe it's not delineated. Maybe you have this, but then there's a separate contract for or an addendum to doing upfront content creation.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of 10 videos we would like tomorrow, and I don't want to wait a year. Mm-hmm. For those.
So that's why I wondered if you could do, like, could we do the $6,000 for like 2 months and then cut it back once we get through the saturation of getting everybody who wants to be on there, then we can cut it back down to one video.
Or what would it cost to do something like that?
Well, that's where it goes through me.
Yeah.
So
I think if we just hired you for a week to do stuff.
That's where I think I understand what you're saying. I mean, we have essentially a budget line in here that says for the $6,000 you get five videos, and it doesn't have to take a full month. We can just bust them out and just schedule it. So once you have your priorities, we want these five videos.
That's the conversation with the managers. It says, okay, we're going to do these three, these
then
10,
we go for full saturation and you get your shoot.
I haven't decided yet. Well, you haven't decided yet. It's up to Dan.
So you get your content, you get your videos, you get your ads, you get awareness, you get the management, and you get the engagement. Someone from our office, me, engaging and making sure the questions are answered appropriately, and that as we begin, the voice of the county starts to really become known. And that's going to take some time, and that's probably the most difficult piece of it. What is the tone of the county? What's the voice of the county that's actually interfacing with people on these channels to make sure that it's right, that everyone's being well represented, that the right things are being said at the right time?
That's also important, is having managers, but they have this opportunity to talk on the county all the time. But what I don't want is, you know, something going out. It's like, no, we're not doing that. You know, come from a manager before they check in with their liaison or something like that. So that's just an internal control element that we are all tracking on the same page. But that's the case right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having programs putting out press releases about,
One of the virtues of these things, and I'm sure you've discussed it, is, as you well know, if you're on Facebook for more than 10 minutes, you know there's a dozen or more back channel community pages where all of this stuff fomites and people are saying what they want to. When we're proactive in this way, we bring all of that conversation to where we have control of it. And one of the functions that I serve in all of this is I have ultimate unilateral decision making, I suppose, about hiding comments and deleting and banning. And so the moment that insightful comment happens, or someone's trying to start an argument happens, whatever it may be, we can control that. So it's not just left for people to create their own conversations on Grants Pass community chat or whatever that channel may be.
I think that's Greg Walden's concern, and maybe he doesn't have anybody who's doing that on a regular basis, because I have noticed a couple of his get off tangentially to really what the message is. It's really, well, politics always has
but
that.
What kind
chance.
Of a direction are we talking? Are we wanting it to be a two-way street on this? Are we trying to deliver?
I'd say deliver and not get into a conversation, because when you get into conversations and answers is when you get in trouble.
It is so important, though, that if you're using social media, it has to be a two-way street. If you're simply posting things and you're a wall on Facebook, people are going to stop engaging. You're going to lose everybody. You have to have that interaction. You have to address the negative comments. It's okay that people say something negative. You have to put a spin on it so people understand why, or, hey, we're looking into that.
But do department heads do that, or do you do that?
No, that's me. That's part of this work, where day in, day out, as we're monitoring performance, we're also making sure that the right engagement is happening. It is the great benefit of social media, is that it's not passive. It's dynamic. It's a dialogue. And I'm not always going to be qualified to answer specific questions, so I don't do that. But what I do is navigate the comments. And so I make sure that we stay on track. I make sure if you're being hostile, you're gone. If you have a legitimate question, you find the right resources, providing links and stuff in that way.
That sounds really great.
So,
except you could be seen to be censorship, because even though it's third party, is the county.
The thing of it is, if you do it the correct way, no one knows that it's actually happened.
That their comments were blocked?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So one of the great features, in case you don't know, is when you hide a comment, that person doesn't know that their comment has been hidden. It's just concealed from all of the other users. So that person, with whatever anger or fire they're putting in the comment, they can be as fiery as they want to be, and it doesn't have to pollute the rest of the conversation.
Well, not only that, I think answering your question, it's the same thing I say when people get fired up about their 3 minutes over here. That's not your only opportunity to contact the county. Yeah. And no, you can't be all fired up over there. We'll shut you down. And so if you really want to talk to somebody, you can call Commissioner DeYoung. His number is 474.
That's going to be my go-to answer.
Or send us an email or schedule a meeting with us or come and talk to the full board.
Well, and if you see something that's going on that might be controversial in one of our departments, I would hope that you would give us a call so we could maybe give you a little bit of insight of what's,
absolutely.
That we've had a discussion over, say, heat.
So, well, my wife gets all rattled about Facebook because there's a lot of comments from half a dozen people about me, and she goes, "You need to answer this." I said, "Not a chance."
No.
I'm not going to fan the flames. I said, "I'm just going to let him rattle on."
And there's lots of
those. And I let other people comment.
And they will defend you.
Because they call back and go, "Out of your ever loving mind, I've known this guy for 50 years." You know,
there is an incredible value of doing what amounts to customer service transparently and in front of everybody else. Typically, you only have to address the question once, and everybody else sees it. Two, you don't always have to rush to your own defense because so many people will do that for you. And then three, you have this great insight because people feel invulnerable on Facebook. They feel protected, and so they'll share exactly what they're thinking with you. And so you can start to log all of these things that some people are going to not want to share with you face-to-face. And it's just goodwill. I mean, we did this for years with Dutch Bros, and it's like, hey, we want to take care of the problem in front of everybody and show you that we're being great servants. And, we get that you're angry. We get that you don't disagree with the decision-making, but we're taking care of it right now, and you're getting personal one-on-one attention. So
I think the challenge for us as board members is I've never had that challenge. I've never had that problem. When I'm bringing in somebody in or on the phone, all of those conversations, I'd say 99% of them end stellarly. Mm-hmm. It's just, we're relinquishing control of that environment. It's not our realm. So that's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for us, but
sure,
we'll do it. We'll get there. What was that? You better not be getting.
No, I'm not. I get a tickle in my throat.
That's what I'm talking about.
So how do you want to
start?
So you guys have this in front of you, and obviously that's one part of the conversation. How do you want to talk about or move forward with this other piece of the website that's so critical to the big vision? Because it's not here, obviously.
I think that's a resounding concern around programs in the departments of the county. So I've just been really frugal. I haven't really wanted to spend much money on it. I know that it's been a challenge, but I think the time is right for us to talk to IT and say, what are those things that work really, really well, the progress that they've made, and what would be, with the managers and IT kind of coordinating that conversation so we get a really clear outline of what it is we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you can say, well, this isn't working, but they don't really know exactly what they're looking for. Some managers do. Some managers don't. Some managers don't want a lot. What they have right now isn't broken. So those are things we just need to have. And I think John probably knows that conversation.
We'd love to give up content that shouldn't be our thing.
Yes, I completely agree.
Are you guys doing content for a lot of the departments?
Oh, sure. Yeah, or at least keeping. We have a bot that goes through and looks for broken links and for misspellings and things like that, and just so it's professional. But they are independently managed, so it's easy for them to go off track. And short of having a webmaster, that's what you're looking at.
Somebody who's the gatekeeper, who keeps people, up to speed on this is it's your turn. Yeah. You need to get it in the queue. So
there's some folks who are real dynamic, these guys, but they're like finance. You know, twice a year we've got a budget and we've got a financial statement. That's about
it. Three times, yeah, supplemental budget.
So, I mean, there's not a whole lot going on with, as far as something put out there for the public.
But the shoots came up a couple times, and if you looked at their budget, you would see a very simple, graphically oriented, friendly, but it's going to cost money. Something like that's going to cost 200 grand, I'm willing to shoots put into that.
Yeah.
So, you can make it. And one of the things I'm thinking while I'm sitting here, and this is just me, is we're not a chamber of commerce. Our website, except for fairgrounds and parks, and most of our departments are to convey basic information. And where do you do this and where do you get that?
Right.
And so it has to be a county decision. Is this the road we want to go? And that's just what it's occurring to me.
Well, it's pretty easy to get off to, you know, whether you go to somebody else's event or you go off to somebody else's area in the county. Yes, it's part of the county.
Well, that's what Commissioner Young was saying, you know, with Wolf Creek Inn. That is not our deal.
Well,
so
even in our county, is it?
Yeah, it is. What happens if, you know, for us, well, there's another Airbnb or there's a bed and breakfast up there, and they didn't get special attention. No. Fine line of calling out different things, and so we'll just have to work that stuff.
Well, John had a good point. We're not the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
That's a really good
point. Going back to the drag this up to 30,000 feet, I think it's time to do what we're talking about, because we, you know, like I said, when we first sat down at this table, and it was all public safety, that's no, perception, county's perception. Yeah. And if we improve the county's perception and the county's look and the county's face, and then we portray the honesty and the transparency, which this is a big part of, before you know it, you have changed the perception of county government into, you know what, they're not here just picking my pocket. I am getting for so much bang for my buck. And these are all things that are happening in my county. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, my county is, and we talking to the girl from transportation yesterday from AOC, they go, because I had to come down here and see what's going on. She had a meeting or two. But she says, Josephine County is hitting the map running this year because of what is happening down there. We're statewide. We're starting to get a reputation. You know, we're the movers and shakers because everybody else is drawing their horns in. And now is not the time, I think, to pull back. I think now's the time to expand. And that perception, to me, is very valuable. And that means from the girl that answers the phone at parks about a boat ramp that says, I don't have time for this, or go get a dump truck or something. Nope. First opportunity to vote no is the sheriff's levy. That everybody in the county government is an ambassador. We need to portray that outside of this building.
I agree.
It should become a day-to-day operation, and I don't think every one of us has the time day-to-day to do this.
Yeah.
So it's time to hire somebody that day-to-day will do it and portray the Josephine County government in a positive light. State government right now is at an all-time low. Why? Because they don't listen. They're not listening to anybody. Federal government's, I don't know whether coming around or not, but to us, I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about this building and how we portray ourselves outside of this building. And that's why I was asking about Wolf Creek. Throw in a Wolf Creek element. Throw in an IV element. You know, they got Lake Selmac Park, for Pete's sake. We have parks all over the place. So we need to include those folks here, and then they get excited about promoting Josephine County rather than just promoting IV and promoting Wolf Creek and whatnot. We're all in this thing together. Promote the wagon, not just the spokes, you know. I think it's time, myself. To what degree? I don't know yet. I think that's something we need to talk about. But I think the concept is there. You know, in digital marketing, I have no clue. You guys you're off on your own, and you know what? To be quite honest with you, I don't intend to learn about it. I just want results. I really am not going to sit there and try to figure out what your firing order is, because I don't care. I just want you to come in. I want to see it that when Simon walks down the street, people aren't going, there goes that damn Simon Hare. I want to say, hey, there's Simon Hare, county chairman. Chairman of the board. He's the guy. That's what I want.
Okay.
I'm done.
I'll watch their firing order for you.
What's that?
I said I'll watch their firing order for you.
Okay, thank you.
So that'll be next step. We'll touch base with the full board finance and figuring out. We are going to want somebody to consult on doing the website. I can imagine that's, you know, you don't want to.
Are you available if Commissioner Morgan has questions or sit on one-on-one?
Yeah, I'm just across the street. I am out of town for the next couple of weeks.
So is she. So,
so I'll be back. I'll be back on the 5th or the 6th.
I'm going to say.
So,
she's I'm done. Stuck.
I'm not really sure.
It's your
busy time.
It's going to be a while.
No,
we'll get in touch.
Okay. Yeah, and I, like I said, I'm literally...
Summer's a little challenging, but I don't want to wait too long because I think those things that are coming down the pike, we really want to take advantage of. My big regret is we didn't have somebody out at Cycle Organ at Indian Mary. That would have been a huge deal to capture even some stills, but a drone would have been really awesome. Especially my speech. I was supposed to only do 2 minutes. I did 8, and I had them, you know, in stitches. It was great.
I'm those are the kinds of things, and I, you know, and
it only
seemed
like 8 minutes.
I consider myself just the orp of the, you know, the ordinary, reasonable person, and I am largely ignorant about all the things the county does. I couldn't have told you that. And I sat in this office a couple of times.
Yeah.
So to be able to just grab those opportunities where they exist, and I assume there are plenty of them.
There are tons.
And just put them out there so people know. Then they can start seeing that there is value, as you were talking about. They are doing something, and we can have some pride.
We have more events than statewide. Our car show down in the park. Gosh, we have people come from all over the Pacific Northwest, California. They go, gosh, I didn't know this place was here.
Yeah.
You turn the corner up here on 6th Street, they go, I didn't even know Grants Pass looked like that. Why? Because all they see going by on I-5 is storage containers and a rotted out bowling alley and empty lots all the way around up there. So, we, you know, our perception's got to change. It has to change.
Royal View.
Thanks for visiting, but please don't stay. Just call me Governor McCall.
McCall,
yes.
Yeah. Brick
yes.
Them up, club. What are you doing with the bricks? Build a wall.
No. Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Okay.
One of the
yeah.
things that I think is really important is that we have the freedom to be able to have maybe like a base tier, mm-hmm. and that we can ancillarily pick things maybe seasonally or front load it,
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be pretty important.
Cool.
If you've got some flexibility to be able to do those kinds of things.
Absolutely. This was just meant to start
yeah,
a conversation.
No, that's exactly right, what we talked about. So, cool. We'll be in touch real soon. We want Commissioner Morgan part of this for sure. So,
okay.
I'm a short timer. She's going to.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Oh, look at that. Right on an hour.
It was nice to meet you, and I met all of you. It was nice to meet
uh-huh,
you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Knuckles.
Yep. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hope you get better.
Thanks. Me too. I act like a big baby when I get sick.
It's okay,
thank you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a business card?
No, I bet I don't.
Probably.
Dang it, I never do.
I'm the same way.
Okay. In case somebody ever asked them.
Yeah. I'm straight across the street.
Their office is that green door.
The green door.
I don't know if it works, but
okay.
That's how you get there. Go down the hallway.
Soil and Water Conservation District.
Okay.
Just
okay. Yeah,
thank you.
And we're looking at some of the same things that these guys are looking at is to change and enhance our footprint. We're not going to wait until after we get our name changed.
So sure. Are us managers going to meet again at a later date to look at this?
I'll put some together.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
That sounds smart. Okay.
So, but anyhow, yeah.
First of next week or something
ours
like that.
Is
okay.
The first is going to be a lot of websites.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's touched our website.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
yes.
you.
So,
all right. Yeah.
I'll get
see
you
later.
Hold of you.
Okay. That sounds good.
See you later.
Thank you.
Of course.
Have a good one.
When are we, Peggy? Be sure to call the office and let me know when that meeting is about the BMX.
So oh, it's Tuesday.
No.
Did you call me off? So
no, I'll just call
thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
It's Tuesday at 2.
That way they block it out for me.
Oops.
Yep.
Tuesday what?
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day, man.
You bet.
She's just going to walk off?
Am I?
Huh?
Are we done?
Well, I guess.
I don't know.
I guess we are. I didn't know there was anything else on the agenda.
Everything we didn't get done yesterday. My mom and dad always ask me, so what are you going to do today? It's like everything I didn't get done yesterday. The list is 4 miles long. So, I don't know. What do you want to... Everything going well?
I think so.
The gentleman that we found came in to buy a purse for us, and his photo ID
I'm a little concerned about that BMX thing out there, where that came from to make that a permanent facility. When we thought we
Laura
had
Glover.
It. Well,
the city.
I'm hearing that Laura Glover didn't do it, that it was Ken Sandlin, the building inspector, that demanded it. Because Laura and I had it all
conversation. Yeah, I thought Laura was right track.
She was on board.
Yeah.
She's the one that came up with the temporary the temporary aspect. They just say, make it temporary, so you can load it on a low boy and move it out, and I'll let you come in overhead and connect to a pipe or whatever you got to do for the sewer side of it. You can disconnect it, and it's gone like a mobile.
You mean electricity?
What's that?
No sewer. Electricity.
No, the electricity side.
Okay, yeah.
You're coming over there.
You said sewer.
And that was wrong. And that's what it should have happened.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now they're pouring footings and stuff out there. And according to Peggy, she said she thought Ken Sandlin was the guy that did it. Well, if that's the case, sir, Laura didn't really, didn't.
Somehow.
Communicate with Ken Sandlin, say this is how this is going to go down out there, and that's what you need to do it as a temporary structure. So I haven't talked to Laura about it yet.
So there's two portable structures out there, right? Mm-hmm. Did they do it on both of them?
Yep.
What a waste of time and energy.
I mean, waste of time and money.
Yeah.
And it's a waste of their money. BMX wanted to go the temporary route. They said, that's great. It saves us, I think it was Carter from 14 or 15 grand.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Just for the power. The power was like 10
grand
to put under.
The power or something. Then you got footings, rebar. Seismic clamps and all going to the building department.
I told her she wasn't going to have to do that. Whoever's the BMX person, I said, don't worry about it.
That's
you're
right.
Not going to have to do
because
that.
Because we were talking a temporary structure, and that's what we had that worked out through Laura.
Their lease
but if they didn't go to the building safety
years.
Department, then guess what? There's always a next page, and that's what I told Laura. I said, you quote the code, and there's always a next page for alternatives. There's always an alternative.
No, we're still meeting.
Oh, are you still in meeting?
Yep.
And there's always that alternative.
Well, there's a quorum sitting here talking about county business. Better be open.
Yep.
What
are you talking about?
We have a witness.
What I really find challenging is like, I don't just spout this stuff off for no good reason. If I say that that's all you're going to have to do, have the city sue us.
Because we've got egg
have
on
the city
our
sue
face.
Us.
That's right.
No, we're not doing that.
We have.
I don't want that. Your lease agreement's only for 3 years. If I wanted a permanent structure in that location, we would have done a 10-year lease or a 20-year lease.
That's right. And it would
but
be
we didn't do that because I don't know what we're going to do out there. I mean, we're going to do a master plan for the fairgrounds that may include, you know, moving BMX to some sort of all sports totally, you know, embittering.
They may end up with Red Mountain up here. Decide that Red Mountain is their motorcycle. Back when Mary Benedetti was the county commissioner, they wanted to take that Red Mountain up there, and Red Mountain was going to be like John's Peak, kind of a, what do you call it, like a motorsports park?
Yeah,
where all your motorcycles, ATVs, two-wheelers, four-wheelers, snowmobiles, didn't matter.
We need one of those.
Oh, I would.
Maybe not there, but we need one.
Yeah, I'm on the other end of that, and I'll tell you why.
Jackson County.
Huh?
I need one in Jackson County.
They have
well, they do have one. They have John's Peak over there. It's owned by the AMA. John's Peak is owned by the AMA.
The challenge is that they use Elk Lane sometimes, and that gets conflicting. Horse people.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But anyway, that's the problem, and you know that may be where it would go. But right now,
yeah, it's there.
Right now, it's there, and you know, at the end of 3 years, they sorry, that's all going to come out of there.
John, I do want to say that I appreciate everything you've done on the website with
no
resources and not necessarily in your wheelhouse, but
they're absolutely right. It needs a major,
and it does need to be mobile.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a real big deal.
I think you've done everything that you can possibly be expected of you for free.
And Facebook is
not,
thankfully not mine.
Yeah.
Not your Well, I think this is going to be positive. My thing is we probably pick something in the middle, but we front-load some stuff. I can think of 10 videos. I would like the board to do a video every month, and I think we could have one. That
you could have the board's corner or something like that. You know, deal like your guest editorial or something like the paper does. Only this time it goes out to how many millions, you know, hundreds of people. That's what I mean. It'll be a little contribution from Illinois Valley, what's going on out there, you know, and so on and so forth.
Well, there should be a video of like an introduction, like so it's not just stale, your face out there telling the public what do you want to do? What are you working on this month?
Yeah.
We actually need a day in the life of a commissioner because people, my mom and dad, they don't know what a commissioner does every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, that might take a little bit, but once you get kind of that out there, I think that'd be really positive to dispel. Sooner rather than later, elections are coming up for, you know, position one, and people ought to know what they're trying to hire.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they hire the guy they think they like or the gal they think they like. She's not qualified for this job.
I can relate to that.
Well, you're here, so you don't have to worry about it, but
Mr.
getting somebody...
Mr. Personality.
Yeah.
I like the guy.
You there
you
go.
Anything,
hired.
I like
hired.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think there's a lot we can do, so...
Well, I do. I think and timing, I'm too old to appreciate what these two guys do.
Yeah.
And I'm not in that. Larry's the same way. I don't know what they do and how they do it. But I do see, I watched a president who went on Twitter and ignored national media and got elected. All off of social media. And I think, you know, here's everybody else had NBC, CBS, and everything in their pocket. It mattered not.
Yeah.
Because he reached an audience that he was looking to reach, and they went, and he convinced them. Go to the polls, where a lot of them had never been to polls before. So there's something to that. You know, I think it's fairly, you know, I don't know where the money's going to come from, but I think it's a fairly reasonable investment. See, not necessarily take behind what's behind door number one, two, or three.
Yeah.
Maybe a combination.
A tailored.
Like you said, start out, let's get a big push. And then we can pick and choose what we want to do from then on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think it'll be encouraging to hear what the managers are really looking for. Kind of
give
this out and say, you know, I could start with this is what the board is kind of looking at. A once a month video, content and stuff. But what do you guys need? And then we go to Arthur and we say, where are we going to get that? There's a couple of actual revenue streams that I think might make sense that aren't necessarily in the budget just yet. So, that may or may not happen. Who knows?
I like that look.
Yeah. Hey, I'm pretty good as a prognosticator about monies, where they're going to go, how much they're going to be. Not necessarily where they're going to go. But airports is one.
He's not worried about where the money's going to go. He's worried about where the money's going to come from. Well, no, I'm in favor of this at some level.
I think I don't want to ever belabor the points, but I think I'm a little gun shy with making proposals about stuff because the previous administration was I could do a really good sell, and in my opinion, I convinced myself that it's a good idea. Convinced staff they think it's a great idea, and then I couldn't get it past the hurdle in here and that. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm front loading this, but I think I want full endorsement and everything before we move forward on something. So.
Well, Lily's involved enough in social media and whatnot. I think she would.
Well,
she could certainly get her arms around this.
Obviously, see the need if she's feeling compelled to stay till midnight,
right?
To answer
answering
stuff.
Things like this and so on and so forth.
And her method of answering is answering every question, as opposed to best practices is steering people in the direction.
I like what he said about okay, we're going to take when you start off on a tangent, I can reel you right back in. Get you back on subject again.
And you don't even know.
And you don't even know you've been manipulated.
Best thing I heard him say.
I don't know if you want to use that word. And he's in politics. Manipulated.
Not manipulated. Heard it. That's what we used to call it over across the pond over there. Yeah, you were part of that steering committee. I said, then why did I feel steered?
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, my God.
Gee whiz.
It was blatant.
One thing is, if you guys...
Well, what you meant to say, Commissioner...
I almost get done with some of those meetings. I said, all right, I can almost hear the hiss of the branding iron from here. You know, smell the hair burning.
You know, you guys start making these videos. I think that's a good idea. Who has a party likes to meet them? Once they kind of go down on the social media, you guys have the ability to keep them maybe reintroduce them later? Or do they belong to you? You know, like I said, video of White Horse or a video of...
He says something in here about copyright.
I'm sure there is. I just didn't
This is not going to be the contract. I'll guarantee it.
We're gonna see Leah with her big stack of books coming in here by the time the end of this.
I think it's really entertaining the way they come in, and they rarely reference anything in there. It might just be whatever stack is on the desk. But anyway, well,
in high school it was Jack Davis, you know, the attorney. Jack Davis, right over across the parking lot. Jack was in our class, and you'd see him walking, and he'd have a book stack of books out to here, you know. I thought, I should take the same class as he is. I don't have any homework. How'd that work out? But he's the attorney, and I'm...
Well, that's really funny, because who's the other guy that's kind of the Joker attorney? He never carried anything around.
No.
What's his name?
Who was that?
Never ties his tie first thing in the morning. I really like him. He's really funny.
Mecca.
Chris Mecca.
Yeah, Chris Mecca, yeah.
He must be a pretty good attorney, I suppose, but...
Well, I learned it when I was in the Navy. I went aboard my last ship. And one of the guys says one day, he says, "Hey, Dion, how come you don't carry a bunch of keys around with you?" I only had one key on my belt loop. I had two keys, one to my locker and then an extra key. And he had this big jangling bag of keys, you know, rattling around. He goes, "You tell how important somebody is by how many keys they have." And I said, "You're right." He goes, "You don't think you're very important?" I says, No, you're important. But I says, the guy that's most important has a key to the master key. I have one to my locker and the one to the rest of the ship. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
There's just always looking at it. So, but I'm very interested in hearing more about this and seeing more of their proposal, because I think it's time.
Yeah.
You know, from the perception, we've got kind of a little bit of momentum going in the positive direction. I think we need to keep that up. So.
All righty. Well. Lots probably we could talk about, but I think we're probably pretty good. A couple more things to do this week, and then we'll call it for a weekend. So nothing further. Board's adjourned at 3:16.